Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Ches, Sanhedrin 18. Our Daf today begins a new chapter that discusses the laws of a Kohen Gadol, the high priest for the Jewish people, and a Melech, the king for the Jewish people. So our Mishnah begins with the laws of a Kohen Gadol, that Dan V'Danan Osel. We take this Kohen Gadol and we are able to judge him, and this Kohen Gadol is also able to serve a judge on our courts. So the Kohen Gadol can serve as a witness and we can testify against him. If the Kohen Gadol's brother dies, or if the Kohen Gadol himself dies, in either case they could go through the process of Chalitza, where he does not marry his brother's wife, and where his wife is not married by his brother. Umiyab min es ishto. And the Kohen Gadol's wife, the ritual of Yibum, where his brother marries his wife, can be done on this to the wife of the Kohen Gadol. But the Kohen Gadol himself is not able to perform Yibum and marry his brother's widow. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. So too, we see a special law about the Kohen Gadol, Meis lo meis, that if the Kohen Gadol has one of his seven relatives who die, one of the seven closest relatives, then he is not allowed to follow directly after the coffin. Eino yotze achar amita, but rather, what does he do? Hei nichnasin v'hu nigla. Hei niglin v'hu nigla. And so what this means, according to Rashi, is that when they go out of down the alleyway and then they go into another alleyway, then he goes into the alley that they have just entered into. In that sense, he is basically one block behind them and he's not directly following the procession, but he's still enough in order to give respect to the whole process of the funeral. And he follows this way until the Pesach Sha'ar, until the entrance to the gate. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says, Einu yotze min ha-mikdash. Rabbi Huda says he never leaves the temple, because it states, min ha-mikdash lo yetze, from the temple he shall not depart. And when he goes to comfort others, all of the people walk past him, and there is somebody who is on his skan, the assistant to the Kohen, is on his right side, and he is walking down a path in the middle. And when he goes to be comforted from other people, when other people come to comfort him while he is a mourner, all the people say to him, Anu kaparascha. They all say to him, we are your atonement. And that means, through us you shall be atoned, and we will stand in your place. Everybody who comes after you, we will be... We should be the atonement so that no punishment should fall you. And in this context, it's noteworthy that about a king, we don't say such a thing. And he says to them, "Titbarchu min hashamayim, you shall be blessed from heaven." And after a funeral, we have a concept, which we've learned before, that there is this concept called Tzudas Havara, the special meal given to the mourners. So when this meal is given to the Kohen Gadol, all the people are sitting on the earth, and he is reclining on a bench. And so we see from here that even as a mourner, he is still given honor and respect. One of the questions that the Rishonim discuss about this Mishnah is, why is this Mishnah here? We were just discussing the laws of who is worthy to be on the Sanhedrin and the criminal procedure and civil procedure, and now we suddenly start talking about a Kohen Gadol, and also our chapter is going to talk about a king. So there are a number of answers to this question. One of the answers is that because the chapter was discussing the laws of the fact that a Kohen Gadol is judged before a court of 71, so therefore we start discussing the laws of a Kohen Gadol, because once we raise the issue of the Kohen Gadol, the Meiri says a different answer. The Meiri says, because the previous chapter was talking about, and certainly at the end of the Gemara is mentioning this, who is worthy to be a judge, and since the Gemara says who is worthy to be a judge, we say now that the Kohen Gadol is worthy to be a judge, and also we say who is worthy to be under the domain of the judge. And here we say that a Kohen Gadol is worthy to be under the domain of a judge, as opposed to a king. A king is not worthy to be under the domain of a judge. When it comes to a Kohen Gadol, we see that this, what is it? What are we referring to when we say a Kohen Gadol? So the Rambam says that there is a concept of the Kohen Gadol as somebody who is the Rosh to all the Kohanim. He's the head of all of the Kohanim. And how has he achieved this status? He's appointed, and when he's appointed, he is anointed with oil. And in addition to being anointed with a special oil called the Shemen HaMishcha, he also wears 8 garments. All the other Kohanim wear 4 garments, but the Kohen Gadol wears 8 garments. This is called Meruba Begadim, that he's more garments than the other Kohanim when they serve. So let's say there is no oil. We lost the Shemen HaMishcha at a certain point in our history. So then the Kohen Gadol is just Meruba Begadim. He just has the extra garments. And the only distinction between a regular Kohen Gadol who is Meruba Begadim and one who is also anointed with oil is that the Kohen HaMashuach is able also to bring a special sin offering if he makes a mistake. But otherwise, all the laws apply. And another Kohen about whom the laws of our Mishnah apply, that he's not even allowed to become tameh for one of his closest relatives, is the Kohen HaMashuach U'melchama, the Kohen who was anointed with oil, but he was designated to be the Kohen who goes out to battle with the people and warn them that only those who are God fearing should go out into this battle. This Kohen HaMashuach U'melchama is similar to the Kohen Gadol in these 5 laws. That way he mourns, he does not tear his garments or rend his hair, and he's not metameh to relatives. And about these and also that he's limited, that he's only allowed to marry a woman who was never married before. He's not allowed to marry a widow. So these are laws where the Kohen Mashuach Melchama is similar to the Kohen Gadol. And we see from here the uniqueness of the Kohen Gadol, that the king, we don't say when we comfort him, we don't say we are your atonement. But we only say this about the Kohen Gadol because the Kohen Gadol, and this is the language of our poskim, is the Rabu Shel Yisrael, the teacher of all of Israel. Unlike the king, the Kohen Gadol is this Rabu Shel Yisrael, this beloved figure who is the Rebbe. And so therefore, when we go to him and offer words of comfort, we say, we wish that it would come upon us instead of coming upon you. That's how much we love you, so much.